Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and that's my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter and take the poll question right there on the homepage. I think you'll find that interesting. We ask a different question every week. Want to know what you think? And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far instantaneously. You got 5 seconds. We got something for you there. We got 15 minutes. We got something for you there. Anywhere in between on any topic under the small business sun. Janet Christie is our guest. She's our good friend. She's the author of a number of books on small business and especially on women business ownership. You can find all those at her website. Janet, give us to us, please.
It's leverageanddevelopment.com.
All right. So check that out. And Janet, we're talking about your top 10 resolutions for 2011. And I want to talk about number 6, put it in writing. What do you mean by that?
Well, and I'm glad because that was going to be the next one I suggested. Put it in writing. Everything, just about. If you have a partnership with somebody to deliver a service or product, then put that in writing. Even if you know them, if they're your friend, yep. If they're your relative, don't just do a handshake. Put it in writing, what's expected of each party, the time frames and everything. It will save relationships. It will save you heartache, agony, and probably money.
You know, sometimes people are offended when somebody says, let's write this down and sign it, and because they think that you're questioning their integrity or whatever. And what I tell people when that happens is, you know what, this has nothing to do with whether I trust you or not. If I didn't trust you, we wouldn't even be having a conversation. This is about, I tell them, I trust you, I don't trust my memory.
And
you write it down. You write it down for your memory with people you trust. You write it down for your memory, not to hold them accountable. If they don't want to be accountable, it ain't going to happen.
It's like locked doors only keep honest people out.
Yeah, right.
But it also makes it clear what is everybody's responsibility. So then you don't get in arguments about things. And that's true whether it's a partner or a customer. Or anybody. So when you, because I always suggest you do a scope of work and a contract with any customer.
And you know what else? The other thing is I've actually had times where they said, okay, yeah, let's write it down. And as we were writing it down, immediately after we said what we were going to do, there was actually a misunderstanding about what we just agreed on. Immediately.
Sure. Because everybody sees it from their own viewpoint.
Here's another thing you can do, Janet, and pardon me if you were going to say this, but you don't even have to have a contract. Whenever somebody and I agree on something, if I think it's that important, I sit down and write them an email where I recount what we talked about, as I understand it, and that way that creates a record.
That's a very good idea, so that you do have a record. But also, as you were kind of alluding to, putting something in writing makes it clarifies it so much more than just a verbal conversation.
Yep.
And I remember being in third grade, and my mother said, don't write notes to little boys that you love them, because that's putting it in writing, and that makes it more serious.
Your mother actually told you that.
Oh, yeah. She said that when makes I, when it I, so Janet, much more serious.
When I, Janet, was this a problem that she saw?
I mean, don't know, but I never did it again after
was
that.
So apparently there was a problem. You never did it again, so I'm presuming that you had already done this.
I must have. I don't remember that clearly.
You know, I see that in you, Janet. I can see that. Here's number 7, follow up and follow through. What do you mean?
When I talk to purchasers in large companies or government agencies or just about anybody that actually buys products and services, they say that people do not follow up on the promises that they make. They say, I'll send you some information, mm-hmm. and then they don't necessarily do it.
This is starting to feel like an epidemic to me. Janet. I'm really, and folks, I hate to sound like this, but please listen to what Janet says. You know what, Janet? I do what I say I'm going to do. If I say I'm going to be somewhere, I'm a compulsive punctual. You know, yeah. I mean, I'm not only there on time, I'm there early.
Yeah.
But I'm seeing more and more people are not sticking to what we agreed upon. Just things, little things, and it's starting to bother me. Are you noticing that?
I see it a lot, and not only do I see it, but because of the consultant type of consulting I do, I'm always talking to the people who purchase so that I can help my clients be better vendors.
Right.
And those people, I've been doing this for 8 years, and they've always told me that, but they are saying it more and more. And
tell us what they're saying specifically.
They say that, there's really two pieces to this. One is people don't follow up on what they've promised they will do, mm-hmm. whether it's information or doing mm-hmm. something at a specific time. But they also don't follow through. And these people meet vendors all the time. They cannot remember everybody. And
see, this is what drives me crazy. If you and I get together and we decide we're going to do something, then I need to be able to trust you. To either do what you say or tell me you can't.
And the big thing is, it is part of the test. If you cannot provide a piece of information to them when they've asked you for it, then they're going to think, well, if they can't do this, they can't deliver the product.
Yeah.
Now, and I'm not assuming this is what they tell me.
Folks, you got to pay attention to this. This may be the most important thing we've talked about today. Leverageanddevelopment.com. That's Janet's website. Thanks for being here, Janet. We'll see you next time.
Thanks a lot.
Janet Christie, that's Christie with a Y. Quick break, 29 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.